This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House says President Trump has given conceptual approval for South Korea to buy billions of dollars worth of American military hardware. The president, in a tweet this morning, put it more personally. He said he is allowing Japan and South Korea to buy a substantially increased amount of U.S. weaponry. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is on that one.
Last year, South Korea imported $500 million worth of U.S. weapons, according to David Kong, who teaches international relations at the University of Southern California. But he doesn't think U.S. arms sales to South Korea will suddenly jump now.
When I saw Trump's announcement, I just thought, okay, business as usual.
Kong says South Korea has been buying tons of U.S. weapons for decades.
It's not like this is one of the countries that we didn't let them have anything, and all of a sudden the floodgates are open.
South Korea has already ordered 40 F-35 Joint Strike Fighter planes. It could buy more missiles from the U.S., but the key here is what kind of missiles the Trump administration could let South Korea buy. Omar Lamrani is with the defense analysis company Stratfor. He says South Korea might now be able to purchase U.S. missiles that could penetrate North Korea's underground bunkers,
which would give the South Koreans the ability to initiate a conflict on their own.
But before South Korea could buy that kind of weapon, which could initiate a war, the State Department would have to notify Congress, and lawmakers could object, says Andrew Hunter of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Conceptual approval that the president was talking about does not equal actual approval.
But Hunter says even if sales of bunker-busting missiles are denied, South Korea does want to buy more U.S. missiles, and the defense contractors who make them, like Raytheon and Lockheed, will still do well. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.